I should have got assigned to the Atlanta game. It's only 50 degrees down there.
I'm trying to pick up.
We had to go to Cleveland. And I can recall, we have to play this crazy game. I just remember how cold it was.
Cold. It was freezing. And Dave Dalby, our center, is out there in a T-shirt. Why, I'll never know.
Listen up now. Hey, listen up. We're going to go regular and kick it right. And make sure with those heated benches over there, if you see anybody asleep, kick them in the ass.
The ground was completely frozen. The showers didn't work.
And that wind was ferocious coming off the lake. Maybe there were about between 80 and 90 passes thrown in that game. Very few were completed against the wind.
Ron Bolton's interception return put Cleveland out front. The Raiders stayed with the Browns, and Mark Van Egan's touchdown with 9 minutes left gave Oakland a two-point lead.
They were known through that whole period of two-minute offense, the cardiac kids, and here they come again. And they started marching down the field again. And all we could do is stand there.
And the Raiders are in very, very difficult position.
And I'm standing there thinking, we've come this far, we fought this hard, and I can tell you, I never felt so low in my life.
They're going into the open end zone where the dog pound was. We had already blocked one field goal going in there.
And we look at their bench and we keep thinking they're going to kick and that's going to be it and we're going to lose, blah, blah, blah. Well, they go back for one more pass. I just could not believe it. I don't think anyone on our sideline could believe it.
And I don't blame the play call. I mean, that's... You know, you're taking a chance. Cockcroft already missed two extra points. They're afraid he's going to miss a field goal.
The ball on the 13-yard line of the Raiders, but with Cleveland needing only a field goal, the Browns appear to be in the driver's seat.
They came out on the play, and nobody thought they were going to throw.
Logan to the left, Rucker to the right. Sipes is going back to pass, wants to take a shot into the end zone. He looks, he throws! Who made the big interception.
Mad Dog didn't catch the ball very well.
Could not catch a cold in Alaska barefooted.
But he made a phenomenal catch.
So you go from as low as you could possibly be, and in one snap of the ball, you go to the height and as high as you could possibly be.